market, where he raises mainly rojita, white carp, and prawns in freshwater ponds. But the San Pia business is his main focus, he says, and with good reason. He grosses around $5,800 each workday, buying fish and selling it to processors, exporters, and local residents. It's an enormous figure in a country where per capita income is about a quarter of that per year. He says most of his product comes from the regions of Myanmar that collectively form the seat of the country's aquaculture production. The acreage of cultivated fish ponds there expanded between 2003 and 2014, in some regions by more than 250%. The vast majority of the fish is consumed domestically, and three of the five big brokers inside San Pia specialize in farmed fish. Tar says, business is good these days. Though Tar doesn't seem to mind, aquaculture has a bad reputation in some circles. The narrative in North America and Europe among environmentalists and those concerned with global development is that it damages ecosystems and saps poor countries of their natural resources, with much of the product exported, leaving little of the wealth or nutrition it generates in the communities that actually grew and tended the fish. And for certain species in certain places, that's true. Salmon farming in Chile and North America's Pacific Northwest has been linked to outbreaks of parasitic diseases and the introduction of non-native species into wild populations. In Vietnam and other places, shrimp farming, often for export to wealthy countries in North America and Europe, incentivized destruction of mangroves, which are among the most carbon-rich forests in the tropics, sequestering more planet-warming carbon dioxide per hectare than the Amazon rainforest. Reading media accounts, much of it based on academic literature that until recently often focused on shrimp and salmon and the negative impacts of aquaculture exports on poor countries, few people can be faulted for concluding that aquaculture is deeply problematic for the environment, sustainable development, and equity. But the story is far more complex. The binary viewpoint, aquaculture is bad, sustainable wild capture is good, frustrates Ben Belton, a developmental economist in Michigan State University's Department of Agricultural, Food, and Resource Economics. His research indicates that as the Earth's population closes in on 10 billion, aquaculture, particularly medium-scale freshwater operations such as those abundant in the area Tar buys from, could be an important and sustainable supplier of food. Over 15 years of researching aquaculture in Southeast Asia, Belton has witnessed what researchers, including himself, call a quiet revolution, a fundamental change overlooked by much of the global north. Aquaculture in Southeast Asia is growing fast and driven mainly by medium-sized enterprises on a few inland hectares. Belton says, there's this bias that's been shaped by what people in the global north perceive to be important. Because what do they see? They go to the supermarket.